Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
And beloveds, welcome to Live Your Love. Today I have the most gorgeous guest, Marianne Williamson. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's a delight to be here.
It's such a pleasure to have you. Well, I really don't think Marianne needs any introduction, but I'm going to read a little bit about her in case you've been on an island and you don't know who Marianne Williamson is. So, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about my personal experience with her. For more than four decades, Marianne Williamson has been a leader of spiritually progressive circles. She's the author of 16 books, four of which have been number one New York Times bestsellers. A quote from the mega bestseller, A Return to Love, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure," is considered an anthem for a contemporary generation of seekers. With her books and online classes, she has taught millions of people the universal spiritual principles at the heart of miracle-minded thinking. Marianne founded Project Angel Food, a nonprofit organization that has delivered more than 18 million meals to ill and dying homebound patients in the Los Angeles area since 1989. In 2004, she co-founded the Peace Alliance and supported the creation of a U.S. Department of Peace. Marianne's latest book, titled The Mystic Jesus, The Mind of Love, is available online and at bookstores everywhere. And I'm going to tell you so much more about this book, which I was just telling. Marianne is truly amongst the most profound books I have read, and I've literally read thousands over three decades. This book, to me, was written not just about the Christ, but from the Christ. So, Marianne, such a heartfelt welcome.
Oh, thank you. You're so great. I so appreciate your support and generosity and encouragement. I'm glad you like the book.
I love the book. I love it. I've been driving my family crazy, just following them around and quoting it. Truly, it's amazing. So, it's true. You say in that the Course says prayer is the medium of miracles. So, I do start each show with prayer invocations. So are you okay if we do that now?
Of course, of course.
All right, wonderful. So my beloved listeners and viewers, if you would please close your eyes, unless you're driving, in which case please keep them open and open your heart. And perhaps you place a hand on your heart chakra and just be aware of breathing in all the love of the universe, the love of Christ. And as you exhale, just let go of anything less than love. Deep breath in, breathe in the love and light of the Holy Spirit. And as you exhale, let go of any sense of separation. Just let it all go in this beautiful field of grace and this beautiful, beautiful canopy of love and miracles. One more deep breath in. Breathe in all the love of the universe, of the Spirit. Inhale love, and as you exhale, that love amplifies. A miracle of miracles, it has now connected you heart to heart with each one to watch this, each one present in this radio show, each one to watch the archives. And be aware that you are intimately connected as well to the heart of the Christ, to the heart of the mystic Jesus, that you dwell within the heart of God. And just now we ask that anything that is less than love, any karma, negativity, just be taken and transmuted as we open into the light of the Holy Spirit, and more, Lord, as we open as the light. Placing this time together with Marianne into the light, each one who hears this and all those in our beautiful, beautiful purview in our world and on our planet, and every way that may grace prevail and the highest good be born anew. And so be it. Amen. Thank you. All right, beautiful soul. So I hope you are okay with me starting with what I think is on everyone's hearts and minds, with you gracing us with your presence. You, to me, were wildly successful in demonstrating and actualizing and activating a politics of love on our planet when you ran for president in 2020 and 2024. And while you didn't win, and to me, you didn't even get a fair shot at the Democratic nomination, you changed the course of the conversation about politics. And I have an inside scoop, y'all, which I'm going to tell you. I was lucky enough to be on Marianne's fundraising committee for Los Angeles. So I was privy to those intimate meetings. I can't tell you how moved I was that every time there was some stars on and some big players on those calls, and every time somebody had some great idea about, we're going to do this great fundraising and charge these big amounts for these tickets, and every time you, Marianne, said, I want everybody to be able to be there. I want it to be accessible. That was your anthem. And I was moved to tears. I'm moved to tears right now. Because the reality of your compassion, you were living it. So would you please share with us just what did you learn about consciousness, about the Christ, about yourself during those runs?
Well, you know, in Judaism, there's a line to repair the world. And in the New Testament, in the Christian tradition, it talks about standing in the breach. And in the Bible, it says, heaven and earth shall become as one. And that right there is talking both of those things, talk about the gap between heavenly consciousness, harmony, peace, how we could be with one another, versus how the world is. And that I think that we all feel deep pain at how different the world is today than how it could be. We hold a baby in our arms. We fall in love. We're sitting around with our own family. We know this is how life could be. We could be at peace. We could be loving one another. Everything would be good. So why is the world so mean-spirited? Why is everything so angry? Why is everything so violent? And that gap, we're all dealing with the pain of that gap, in many cases in our own individual lives, and definitely collectively. What I found running for president, both times, but even more this time, was that that gap is reflected in the way we do politics. There are these two realms, and one realm is just people talking about our yearnings for this country and for the world. And I see decency, and I see intelligence, and I see basic goodness and yearning for goodness and truth. I see every day on a campaign, just things that I can so admire, and just people, no matter who they are. And then there is this thing called our political system. And it is not what any of us would want it to be. It's soulless. It's unethical. It's about big money. It's ruthless. And that's a big problem, because if the political system is not behaving as a kind of conduit for the will of the people, then even if the will of the people is decent and intelligent, then that will is suppressed, as it were, and a machine-like way of being dominates our public life. That was painful on a personal level, to be eaten up by that machine. And it is a shredder. In 2020, they saw me as bit of a joke. So they were, it was enough to just mock and make fun. This time there was a viciousness. I saw how the system is so institutionally resistant to, any kind of sort of radical truth telling. So it was, in a way, a brutal experience. In a way, it was a traumatizing experience. But I am left with, you know, part of you says, I don't ever want to touch any of that again. It's so awful. Versus, but if we don't change it, what's going to happen in this country? Now, I know that there are people, I'm sure there are people listening who voted for Trump, and they're excited that Trump won, and they think, oh, don't worry, darling, it's all going to be good because Trump's president. Mm-hmm. That's not how I feel. That's not what I see coming down the road, with a few exceptions in terms of his policies. And I think America itself could go either way. So I have so much experience that I, you know, it's funny because when A Return to Love came out, Oprah Winfrey opened a door. She opened a door for me. Return to Love would not be the major bestseller, sold millions of copies, all that stuff, if it weren't for Oprah Winfrey having opened a door. For whatever reason, I feel that in politics, I'm doing the same thing I've done in religion and spirituality. I just said, you know, there's a truer truth here. Let's talk about what's really going on in the heart. And yet, all I met were closed doors. So it's interesting in life because what's the lesson? Is the lesson that that's just not where the river is flowing? And take those closed doors as a sign that you're not supposed to be there? Or is there something here about waiting for some miraculous opening of the door, whatever that means? So I think that I'm living with a lot of the conundrum that a lot of people feel about what's going on in America today. And meanwhile, praying for the best for our country and for our world.
Yeah, beautiful. I think that was so beautifully said. And what I love about Return to Love, I'm sorry, well, to me, you really have come full circle here. It's just gorgeous. You even end with a similar quote, and which we'll save that to the end. But what I love about Mystic Jesus is, among many things, is that you really bring it home to the individual. It's so easy to go, well, Jesus was like that, you know, Jesus saved me. But you really bring us back into these things I do, you too shall do an even greater because I go to the Father. You know, bringing it back into our own accountability, our own responsibility, our own calling to be as Christ. And just in speaking to what you're speaking to, where you experience, it sounds like somewhat of a crucifixion during that, but it was your, and I was very clear when you were running, especially in those meetings, that this was your calling. This was your spiritual calling. And it would have taken nothing less than that to get you to do what you did. But is that accurate?
Well, yes. And I think that that's a very interesting notion right there. Because if you do feel something is your spiritual calling, or the calling of your heart to do it, which is a spiritual calling, then, you know, there's a line I heard a long time ago, to be fully invested in the effort and unattached to the results. So that would argue, do it. The fact that it'll never be a win in a political term is not what matters. The very fact that you're saying these things is what matters. I think because I had a career where saying these things also gave me a beautiful life and people were nice to me, you know, my ego says, well, if I'm doing that, shouldn't it be like fun and nice and people are nice? So I don't know. There are a lot of questions about that, but you're right. The fact that people do not appreciate what you're doing may or may not mean you did the wrong thing. And using the example of the crucifixion of Jesus is certainly an example. As the Course in Miracles says, he hurt no one and helped so many. I'm not comparing myself, by the way. But my point being that the pattern of life is often that you do what you feel is the right thing. It may or may not get worldly applause. But like you were saying earlier, you were planting seeds. You were opening up possibilities in the universe, in somebody's mind, just the very fact that you spoke it. In terms of seeing about this book, in terms of Mystic Jesus and what it does to sort of individualize the Christ journey, is the notion that, you know, we've all heard it said for years, if you have a dream and you're trying to interpret your dream, you want to remember that every figure in the dream is an aspect of yourself. So what I do with this book is to say every figure in the Christ story is an aspect of yourself. Mary is an aspect of yourself. Joseph is an aspect of yourself. Herod is an aspect of yourself. The three, your relationship with the key three kings, the inner child, the Christ child, all this is an aspect of yourself. The crucifixion is an aspect of your experience. The resurrection can be an aspect of your experience. And so, whereas Jesus as a person was born 2,000 years ago, there's an entire ecclesiastic tradition and church, institutional dogma and doctrine that is built around that. This is nothing to show disrespect for that or undermine it or in any way. But I think that we are at a time on the planet of rethinking everything. We're rethinking everything. And as we rethink spirituality and religion, we start to see the great religious stories. Now, this would be not only the story of Jesus. This would be true of the story of Moses and the Exodus. It would be true of the story of Buddha and other scriptures as well, that their code that has to do with our own experience. And so that when we are understanding the journey of Jesus, we're understanding our own journey. And we are recognizing that the journey, he demonstrates the journey of life. And yet he demonstrates the journey of life when one's heart is so open that all that is not love is ultimately nullified. And so what I hope people will get from this book is not just ruminating and illumination on his life, but rumination and illumination on our own lives. That this is not just about he who lived 2,000 years ago, but he who lives within us as a universal spiritual force of consciousness. And that applies, you don't have to be a Christian in order to receive that. That the idea of that connection, eternal connection with God, is universal. All religions and no religion. And his is one name on that door. I opened the book talking about, quoting a part from the Course where he says, I don't have anything you don't have. The difference between us is I don't have anything else. I'm in a state which is only potential in you. So we are living at a time when literally, in order for the species to survive, we must expand into a higher version of ourselves. He is someone who actualized the highest version of humanity while on the earth. And the Course in Miracles says that his having achieved that state, God then authorized him to help us should we request it. If you don't request it, that's okay. That would be a violation of your free will for him to enter into your thought system. But if you do, he is given the power to guide. To, as he says, my mind joined with your mind can shine away the ego. I often think of it like a cookie cutter, right? And there's a cookie cutter of the perfect you of the divinely actualized human being. And most of us have some batter in there, but the fullness of who we are doesn't fill the whole cookie cutter yet. He's the whole cookie. He's the whole thing. And he is seen in the Course as an elder brother. A psychological guide, an internal guide. And that brings an immediacy, a modernity, a contemporaneous, insight into his life. As he says in the Course, prove that I did not die in vain by showing that I did not die. Let me live in you. Let me guide your thoughts. Let me guide your feelings. Let me guide your what you say. Let me guide where you go. Let me guide what you do. And you will emerge into a version of yourself that is truly the Christ itself.
Yes, exactly. I love that. That's so beautiful. And that's, to me, really true. You know, I'm half East Indian and half English. So, and my spiritual, I was ordained as a Christian minister when I was 25. But I'm equally dedicated to a path of mysticism, Eastern mysticism, and there was never any argument. you know, for me, it's all the crisis. The crisis, an opportunity available to all, regardless of religion or no religion. It's about, are we choosing love when everything outside of us and inside of us presses us to choose less than love? Nonetheless, are we choosing love? Are we choosing to align our minds with the mind of the divine? And you see that through all religions, all spiritual paths, at the height of the spiritual path. And to me, that's what you do so brilliantly in this book, is bring it back to it's within us. And that is very contemporary. Like, it's not about looking outside of yourself to be saved. It's about looking within to be saved.
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Well, all of the great religious traditions have their mystical path. The mysticism, as you said, is the path of the heart. In Judaism, there's the Kabbalah. In Islam, there's Sufism. And the mystical Christ-centered path has always been there. I mean, if you read that wonderful book by Elaine Pagels called The Gnostic Gospels, and St. Teresa of Avila and Teilhard de Chardin, I see the Course in Miracles as part of that legacy. So yes. The legacy of the institutional Christian church is the ecclesiastical tradition. That's where you find dogma, doctrine, and the idea that you need the church to broker your relationship with God. But as you were just saying, there's the mystical path is the idea that the Holy Spirit speaks to you personally through prayer, through reflection, through forgiveness, through these powers. We can ourselves have a personal relationship that enables us to connect not only with God, but by definition, therefore, with the possibilities within ourselves to be more loving, to be more compassionate, to be more forgiving, and so forth. And like you keep mentioning the word salvation, that's a perfect example. You know, in The Course in Miracles, and this book really is based on the idea of Jesus in The Course in Miracles. In the Course, what it does is it uses traditional Christian terms, but it uses them in decidedly non-traditional psychotherapeutic ways. So take that line, salvation, and Jesus as the Savior. Well, from a course perspective, the only thing to be saved from is our own insane thinking, our own fear. That the, it says that the world is dominated by a thought system based on fear, which is the absence of love, which means we've disconnected from God, we've disconnected from love, and we habitually think thoughts that are loveless. Now, as so many people are aware now, thought is the level of cause, and the world is the level of effect. And God, once God creates a law, he's not going to change it. And he created that law for our benefit. So if we have effects in our lives that are not wonderful, we can't ask God to change the effect unless we're willing to change the cause. To say Jesus is Savior means he will, if we allow him to, work with us on the level of cause, that we ourselves might change our thinking. He can't do it for us, but he can do it with us. He can't take from us what we won't release to him. So salvation becomes a process of, dear God, save me from myself. Save me from my temptation to always become so controlling. Take from me my temptation to react in anger. Take from me my temptation to judge other people. Take from me my temptation. Let me not wander in temptation, but deliver me from evil. Leave me not. I've been taught by this world to judge, to attack, to blame, to cast the blame on other people, to get needy, to get jealous, to get all the things with which I then sabotage my relationships and thus my life. Save me from that. Save me from that constant temptation. I need a power greater than myself to do for me what I cannot do for myself. You know, it's like in the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, one of the first things you have to get to the point of, no, you can't do this by yourself. Right. And that's what the ego mind really is. It's addiction to fear. We are trained from such an early age to blame rather than bless.
Yeah.
To attack rather than embrace. And we're living, and I think today, we're living in such a mean-spirited moment, aren't we? I mean, there's just, everybody's so angry, and now with all the political stuff. So, that Star of Bethlehem means the light within us, light that casts out darkness, and that will guide us to a better way. The Course in Miracles says salvation begins when we consider the possibility there might be a better way. The other aspect of that, when I said before that Jesus is like an evolutionary elder brother, when you and I were children, we were taught about evolution, right? And we were taught that if a species gets to the point where its behavioral patterns are no longer well adapted for survival of that species,
right,
it could go extinct. It will evolve in a different direction or it will go extinct. And so when we were kids, we were taught that there's a mutation and that the mutation demonstrates a different direction of behavior that the species could take. And when the species takes that different direction and adapts, then it evolves into the next place and it does not go extinct. I see Jesus, I see Buddha, I see Moses, I see all the great religious figures as mutations. They demonstrate a better way. And all of them, they demonstrate a better way. And at this point in our evolution, you know, that's why, like, you know, I love that Christmas carol, long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. To for him to appear means for you to see, I could actually be big enough to handle this situation. I could actually be full of forgiveness. I could actually be filled with compassion. And if I ask him to impress himself upon my consciousness, I can make it. And that's what's going to save the world, Alicia. The only thing that's going to save the world. The idea, when you look at all the problems on the planet, well, if you look at it only from a material or reason-based perspective, we're in such trouble. And if not us, then definitely our grandchildren or great-grandchildren. But from a spiritual perspective, the world as it is now is a reflection of the people we have been. We have it within us to be the people who have the capacity to both perceive what needs to be done and the power with which to do it. And that to me is a spiritual process. It has not only to the question, what do we need to do now, but who do we need to be now? And he is a teacher and a guide, should we request it, to the actualization of our own divine potential.
Beautiful, beautiful, absolutely. And to me, that is the ultimate in going beyond time and space. We're not going back 2,000 years. We're bringing that present to transcend the idea that this is all there is, to transcend the idea that the corruption and the difficulty in the world is all there is, because really none of that is going on. What's going on is consciousness evolving and learning about itself.
Right.
And that
right.
mind of Christ is right within us, should we choose that.
Aaron, we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impacts. www.healthylife.net.
What can we visualize for you? There's a lot of listeners on the radio for the show. What can we see for you?
Okay, so this is what the Course would say. He'll tell you. God will tell you. You know, God's not giving me the answer for you. I'll give you an example. In the book of Gospel of Thomas, right? So in Gospel of Thomas, Jesus said to the disciples, go out into the countryside and teach the gospel. And to teach means to demonstrate. And the gospel is love. So he says, go out into the countryside, teach the gospel, to demonstrate love. And one of the disciples said to him, well, what will we say? And he responded, I'll tell you when you get there. So I appreciate the desire in your heart. You'll know, Ella. And you know what? Nobody up there is saying, get the words right. Nobody up there is going, could you use a different image, please? I know from talking to you how strong and what a blessing is your generosity and your graciousness towards me. I'm already blessed by it. So the idea that I'm going to have the cherry on the top, which is you bringing other people into that, since as the Course says, an idea is stronger when it's shared, is just such a gift to me. And you'll be perfect.
Beautiful. And I know everyone listening will be sharing light with you in the way that he is telling them.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I just love just seeing that of each person, just adding light to you. To me, your service has been profound in so many ways, even politically, which none of us who didn't know you well expected. And it's just when I saw you do that, it went, this is a spiritual action. This is bringing the light into an area that is sorely in need of it.
Thank you.
I can only imagine the cost of that, and I can also only imagine the blessing, the personal blessing of that, the resurrection.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. God bless you. We are going to move into a brief meditation where I have the unenviable task of endeavoring to present a bit of an experience of what Marianne has so gorgeously shared. And then I'm going to tell y'all some secrets about the Mystic Jesus and a beautiful course you can join with Marianne. So we're going to move into meditation briefly and then share all kinds of richness. Okay, so my beloveds, let's move into a meditation. It'll just be a few moments. So just be aware now that he will tell you, as Marianne shared. So I want you to just open a space, and in this beautiful space in front of you that is fraught with the light of the Holy Spirit, I want you to place into this space whatever it is that, in Marianne's words, will be nullified by the light. Whatever it is that is in that cave of crucifixion. So we all have our personal hell, our personal, just that last bit of us where we say, once I get rid of this, I'll be resurrected. So why not now? Because now is the time of miracles. So I just want you to see in front of you the most gorgeous bonfire, and that is the fire of the Christ. And in that fire, first of all, see what color it is, because that color is the perfect color that every cell of your being needs, and your emotions and your mind. And place into that purification of the fire whatever it is that keeps you in that cave. Might be a judgment of a particular person, a physical condition, some sort of barbs from others, a collective action that seemed against you, politics, climate change, something that was done or said that you say, I cannot find the innocence in that. Place that in that purifying fire in front of you. See it taken by the Christ, just as Jesus lifted up our sins. Let us see those sins of separate thinking placed in that fire. That is not who we are. That is a temporary state through which we travel. What else do you want to place in that fire? It could be a collective anxiety. Could simply be the sense of being separate from your holy creator. The illusion of that. The tenacity of that illusion. Concern over events in the world. For God is within it all. And so a few more seconds placing into that fire.
deep breath in, breathe in the light, exhale and let go of anything less than light into that fire. See it extinguished by the fire, burned up in the fire. And that fire now goes out into the light, taking with it anything that keeps you separate from the Christ, anything that keeps you outside of the mind of love. Now, in the place of that fire is the most gorgeous, blooming field. It is a field of grace. It is a field of the Christ. Enter into that field. Walk into that field. And miracle of miracles, you're now hand in hand with everyone on the planet. And we all rise together. So join in the resurrection. For truly, we are one in the mind of love. And the Christ is pouring blessings upon you now, healing every cell of your body, every thought of your mind, every emotion, your unconscious, and most of all, resurrecting you into your soul and beyond into the highest realms of spiritual life, heaven on earth. This is who you are, as the planet is Christed through you each moment of love. Indeed, a return to love. And so be it. Amen, and may it be so. Breathe in love as we come back and hear how we can participate very directly with Marianne.
Amazing. I'm in a pretty blissful place now. Thank you. What a magnificent meditation that was. Thank you.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code HEALTHYLIFE.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
I'm obsessed with this book. I am obsessed. No, truly, it is a holy obsession. I have read it at least once. I've listened to it, I'm going to go with 3 times.
Yeah, people tell me they like the audio.
Oh, it's your, thank you for doing it yourself, because your voice carries the frequency of it. And then, and there's just so many mic drop moments, I don't know what else to call them, but incredible quotes. I was saying that I have, because I've been a spiritual intuitive professionally and personally for decades now, I've read hundreds of books. This is amongst my favorite of books by spiritual masters. You mentioned a few, Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, Rumi. It's just, Marianne, I think you had to live your whole life and maybe lifetimes to write this book, just saying. To me, it really is written from the Christ. So I cannot recommend it highly enough. I've sent it to many friends already.
Thank you.
It's available everywhere. You can go anywhere and find it, The Mystic Jesus. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about this?
No, you've been so kind. I just hope that people will feel an opening and a greater peace and comfort and inspiration, and I hope the book will find its way into the hands of anyone who would be served by it. So thank you for helping me do that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And so there's also a really beautiful opportunity, which I'm attending, by the way, a really beautiful opportunity with Marianne called A Metaphysical Christmas. And we'll put the link in all the descriptions. And it's easy to find, marianne.com/A Metaphysical Christmas. If you just go to Marianne's website, very easy to find it, December 15th. Tell us about that.
Well, this is going to be an all-day seminar. On the West Coast, it will be, it's 10 to 4
Pacific time. 10 to 4.
Okay, 10 to 4 Pacific time. Okay. And it's, we were talking about how every aspect of the life of Jesus is an aspect of yourself. Christmas is about the birth of something new. It's about who is Mary within you. She's the divine feminine, as it were. Joseph is the divine masculine, which is also an interesting part of the story. She's awakened in the middle of the night, representing the slumber we're all in to what's true. The angels are the thoughts of God. She's told to go up onto the roof, which is your higher mind, prayer and meditation. The angel Gabriel says, something's going to be born in you. God himself is going to impregnate you in your heart. Something new will be born from that. Mothered by your humanness, fathered by God himself, you, the Christ on earth. And that's the real story of Christmas. And once again, it's the story of his birth 2,000 years ago, but it's the story of his rebirth inside us anytime we are more expanded in love, just as a woman's, the cervix opens, the heart opens, and we're shut in a lot of fear right now. And I love the part in the course where it says an idea grows stronger when it's shared. So here in this online class, when you're with other people going through the same process and really looking at ourselves, what are the parts of us that we're ready to let go, that are needing to die? And they might have come about because they helped us cope, some of the most dysfunctional aspects of our personality came about at the time because we needed what we felt like was protection, but now it's a defensiveness that keeps love at bay. What is dying and what is trying to be born within us, and can we give welcome to that process within ourselves? And what will that mean? And then what will be those three kings? And who will be Herod? And what is that story as it lives archetypally inside us? And what are the psychological processes that we might deepen into in order to experience this as a time of our own rebirth as he is born in the world? What does that light of Bethlehem mean? And why is this the time of joy? Because if it's just, let's be joyful, I don't know. But if it's, something's changing in me and I get, this is really joyful, that's something else. So that's what we'll be doing that day. It's the metaphysics of Christmas. Physics is of the world. Metaphysics is that which is bigger than the world. So that will be December 15th. And like you said, people can find out about that at marianne.com. And then I hope the book, for those who are interested in the metaphysics of and the mystical aspects of Jesus, then I hope that the book itself will be a blessing on people's Christmas. It's a good time for, stuff like this. This is the season to be curious. What does all this mean?
Absolutely. And I just want to mention, so that's A Metaphysical Christmas. Just go to marianne.com and it's right on the homepage. Very reasonable. You get a bonus of 5 transformational teachings just for signing up for the class. So, to me, that's truly the spirit of Christmas. That's the Christmas season. So, what a beautiful way to go back in to the real spirit of Christmas. And yes, incredible Christmas present. I have myself, I've already bought it for several people. And what I really find with the book is that it's, sometimes I would just start listening somewhere And it's so uplifting. Even if you're not consciously, because I had already read it, I already listened to it once, and then it was just, I wanted it to repattern my mind. And it did. And it does. So it's available on Kindle, Audible, and of course hardcover and paperback.
You know, there's that line in the Bible from Romans, conform not to the patterns of the world, but allow for the renewal of your mind. When Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world, that was 2,000 years before Freud was born. My kingdom is not of this world. It's right in here. It's right in here. That's where the kingdom is. Conform not to the patterns of the world. Bring it home. Have your mind renewed. And that will be the salvation not only of our own lives, but truly the salvation of the world.
Just gorgeous. Oh my goodness, this has been such a blessed time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's always, always nice to be with you, and I look forward to seeing you in person sooner rather than later, sometime in the new year.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. So, beloved listeners, Marianne Williamson has just given us such a treat. Please do join us next week for Jack Canfield on December 9th, December 16th, Sonia Choquette, and then January 2nd, Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote Conversations with God. So these beautiful treasures. And Marianne, may you be blessed. May your generosity of spirit reach in and bring you all the way home to the resurrection you so richly deserve and demonstrate. We all love you
so much.
Thank you for joining us on Live Your Love.
Thank you. God bless you, darling. Talk to you later.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you so much for joining Marianne Williamson and I. I wanted to tell you about some exciting opportunities with me for just a few moments. My upcoming book, Your Angelic Ancestry, Discover Your Archangelic Name, Heritage, and Higher Purpose, is available for pre-order now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So you just do a quick search for Your Angelic Ancestry, and you will come right up with the book. Also, of course, the link is in the description. You can also gain VIP access to my launch club, which will be a private Facebook group. I'll send excerpts of the book that you'll get to enjoy before the book is in your hands in July 2025. Also, we'll have some private meet and greets with myself where you can ask me questions about perhaps it's the writing process, the publishing process, angels, and anything else you'd like to ask, all for free. That's at aleishadoss.com/book. As well, for free, I have on my website an angelic toolkit, and it contains a guide to connect to your guardian angel instantly, so you can really access higher guidance. As well, there's tutorial videos for spiritual protection and clearing, how to connect to the great archangels, and more. Simply go to aleishadoss.com and scroll down to free spiritual toolkits. Until we meet again, live your love. Thank you.